You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ngā Aho Whakaari is the national representative body for Māori on screen. And that is all screens, film screens, TV screens, mobile and gaming screens. The body works with the community by advocating for Māori screen initiatives, engaging people in workshops and supporting the Māori screen community. Recently, Ngā Aho Whakaari announced their disappointment that the Māori screen sector has been left out of COVID relief funding from the government. The Māori screen sector sits under two government bodies, Te Māngai Pahu, the entity responsible for promoting the Māori language, and the Ministry for Broadcasting. And the latest COVID relief funding announced by the government's Ministry of Culture and Heritage has been extended to the New Zealand Film Commission and New Zealand On Air funded production projects. Te Māngai Pahu funded productions are not eligible, meaning Māori screen productions cannot access this COVID related funding. Anahira Higgins is the chair of Ngā Aho Whakaari and spoke with me this morning about this discrepancy in funding. I began by asking Anahira to explain Ngā Aho Whakaari's latest call for COVID relief funding for the Māori screen sector.
So the kaupapa, the main issue with our recent press release was highlighting the disparity between support for Māori production and mainstream. Both sectors of the industry have been impacted, but Māori are not being offered the support. So to clarify, the Ministry of Culture and Heritage made the screen fund available, and that fund is available through NZ On Air and New Zealand Film Commission. Neither of those portals deal with Te Māngai Pahu, so it's not made through the Te Māngai Pahu funding opportunity. And so anything that is funded by Te Māngai Pahu is ineligible. If you look at NZ On Air funded productions, they can access that fund only if they have been funded by NZ On Air. So if you're a production or a drama or anything that's been funded by Te Māngai Pahu, there is no portal or opportunity for you to apply to that fund. So it's around process.
Yeah, that's interesting. Could you potentially explain what your thoughts are behind this decision and why there isn't that access through those mechanisms?
We believe where the issue is around policy. Situation exposes disadvantages caused by legislation. So because the Māori media is overseen by a different ministry from the rest of the sector, there are policy barriers that prevent Māori media from accessing the support from the government offers through these channels. So, for example, we sit under Māori Development, which is our minister is Minister Jackson, and Minister Farfoy is the Minister for Broadcasting. So the disparity or the loophole is that the productions through Te Māngai Pahu cannot apply for that funding as it stands at the moment, because it's only available through NZ On Air or New Zealand Film Commission.
Yeah, that feels like a very sort of funny problem within the processes. And since your press release, have you had any response from government officials?
I know that I've done a series of interviews. We've had, I think this week, Deg Ends came out in support of this call by Ngā Aho Whakaari. We think it's a simple fix. We really think that the money should be made available to Te Māngai Pahu to then disseminate to Te Māngai Pahu-funded productions. There is an issue of equity and disparity between the funding opportunities. Like, Te Māngai Pahu was not funded to the level that it should be in the first place. And then if there is no funding opportunity for Te Māngai Pahu to be able to disseminate to its productions, where does that money come from? That's the question that we're asking. Where does it come from? We do know that one of our production companies, for example, had been given some extra help by Te Māngai Pahu, but that comes from Te Māngai Pahu's base funding, which comes out of what is available for productions to make programs. So that's not a COVID fund, for example. And we think that the simple fix here is to actually make the money available through Te Māngai Pahu to disseminate to its own production community.
The next thing I was wanting to touch on is how supported does the Māori screen sector feel generally by government and other official bodies? Obviously, we're talking here about COVID funding and the lack of it for the Māori screen sector right now, but how do you feel generally about the support that's available?
I just think that there needs to be some clarity around how our industry is supported. I think NZ On Air, NZFC are doing fantastic jobs. I think when you are in co-pro, so if you've got NZ On Air funding and Te Māngai Pahu, those options are open. I think we've got some pretty solid Māori productions that are coming through at the moment. There's a very strong collaborative movement across all Māori companies, the Māori sector in itself, to try and lift our support and to ensure that we're not all scrambling for a small dollar, for example, a small pūtea amount. So I do believe that there's strength within unity within the community. However, I do think that certain things that might be funded through Te Māngai Pāho, documentary funding that might be available there, and documentary funding, for example, that might be available through NZLNR, there's a disparity there, and those things need to be addressed. And they are trying to address that. I think, you know, Te Māngai Pāho hasn't had increase in funding for a very long time. So we do have the Māori media sector shift that is happening at the moment, that is looking at the entire industry. We are waiting to find out what is going to happen there. So I do know that it is a topic of discussion, and it has been since Minister Mahuta held that portfolio. So it has gone for a while, and now Minister Jackson is actually looking at this. So meanwhile, productions are still being made. People are still delivering. I do believe that Te Māngai Pāho is allowing or helping the industry as much as it can to be able to extend delivery timelines for some of these productions within the COVID environment, which we're now moving into nearly 2 years of this. But that means that what that means is that timelines move, and therefore milestones or funding drawdowns move with that as well, and the opportunity for productions to be able to actually have any profit from this is dwindling away.
Absolutely. It sort of feels like this COVID period here is sort of crunch time, a good time to really address it where you're seeing quite obvious gaps in the systems that are currently in place.
Yeah, and I think it's just creating silos where silos don't need to be in it. I guess it's easy for us to go, look, this is what you need to do, but we're not in the mechanisms of government. It does seem like a simple fix, but I'm sure the ministers will have their own take on this. But we would still like to ask the question of, why do we have to actually release a press release to actually highlight this? Why haven't they thought about that?
Is there anything else you'd like to add about this issue here?
You know, I'd like to give a plug for our Ngā Aho Whakaari shorts for NZIFF, which has been cancelled in Auckland but is still running in Wellington. We've got two beautiful short films coming through there. One is called Disrupt and the other one is called Disconnected, and they are produced by some wonderful Māori producers. Aroha Awarau was the writer, Piata Melbourne was the producer, and Jennifer Ward-Leland was the director on one. And a beautiful program, film, Disconnected, by producer Angela Cardin, directed by Maruia Jensen. And these are coming up in the Ngā Whanaunga Shorts series in the NZ International Film Festival, which I really want to encourage people to support as much as they can, because our community is really struggling and shifting. The entire events community is struggling with this. So the more we can support these amazing creative pieces that our community are putting out, you know, they're great shorts. So yeah, that's a plug for that.
That was Anahita Higgins, the chair of Ngā Aho Whakaari, speaking about the body's call for COVID relief funding for the Māori screen sector.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.